Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called What Makes a Monster Truck a Monster? Are you ready? Let's find out. What makes a monster truck a monster? Maya loved monster trucks. She watched them on TV and played with her toy trucks every day. The big wheels, the loud sounds, they were so cool. One day, Maya's mum showed her a special paper. "You won a prize, Maya," said mum. "You get to visit the monster truck show." Maya jumped up and down. She was going to see real monster trucks. Maya wondered how they got so big. How did they jump so high? Why were the wheels so huge? Soon she would find out. Maya put on her favorite truck shirt. She was ready for the best day ever. "Let's go see some monster trucks," said Mum. Maya smiled big. Today she would learn all about monster trucks.
At the monster truck show, Maya met Ray the mechanic. He wore blue clothes and had a big smile.
"Hi, Maya," said Ray. "Want to see how monster trucks work?"
Maya nodded fast. Ray was very nice.
"I fix the trucks," said Ray. "I know all their secrets."
Maya's eyes got big.
"Secrets?"
Ray showed Maya his tools. He had big wrenches and small ones too.
"These help me fix the trucks," he said.
Maya saw the huge trucks up close. They were bigger than her house.
"Wow," said Maya. "They're so big."
Ray laughed. "Want to know why?" he asked.
"Yes," said Maya.
Ray pointed to the first truck. "Let's start with the wheels," he said.
"Look at these tires," said Ray.
Maya looked up, up, up.
The tire was taller than Maya.
It was taller than her dad, too.
"This tire is 66 inches tall," said Ray.
"That's very big."
Maya tried to hug the tire.
Her arms didn't go around it.
Ray laughed. "Touch the tire, Maya," he said.
Maya put her hand on it. It felt soft, not hard like her bike tire.
"Monster truck tires are made of soft rubber," said Ray.
"They squish when the truck goes over things."
Maya pushed on the tire. It moved in.
"That's right," said Ray. "The soft tire helps the truck go over cars and rocks."
Maya felt the bumps on the tire.
"These are called treads," said Ray. "They help the truck grip the ground."
Maya thought the tire felt warm and squishy.
"Now let's see the suspension," said Ray.
Maya didn't know that word.
"What suspension?" she asked.
Ray smiled.
"It's like springs and shocks," he said. "They help the truck land safely."
Ray showed Maya under the truck. There were big metal parts.
"When the truck jumps," said Ray, "these springs bounce."
Maya saw the shiny metal springs.
"Push down on the truck, Maya," said Ray.
Maya pushed as hard as she could. The whole truck moved down, then it bounced back up.
"Wow," said Maya. "It's like a big bouncy bed."
Ray clapped.
"That's right. The suspension is like a cushion."
Maya pushed again. Down and up. Down and up.
"This keeps the driver safe," said Ray.
"When the truck lands from a big jump, the springs catch it."
Maya thought that was very smart.
The truck had its own bouncy castle.
"Time to see the engine," said Ray.
He lifted up a big hood.
Maya gasped. The engine was huge. It had so many parts.
"This engine is very special," said Ray. "It makes 1,500 horsepower.
Maya didn't know what that meant.
"My mom's car makes 150 horsepower," said Ray.
"So this is 10 times stronger."
Maya's eyes got big.
10 times.
"We build this engine by hand," said Ray.
"Each part is picked just right."
Maya saw a big silver thing on top.
"What's that?" she asked.
"That's a supercharger," said Ray. "It pushes extra air into the engine."
Ray pretended to blow air. "More air means more power," he said. Maya pretended to blow too. "More air, more power," she said.
Ray laughed.
"You got it. This engine drinks lots of gas and makes lots of noise."
Maya could hardly wait to hear it roar.
"The most important part is the safety cage," said Ray.
He showed Maya inside the truck. Maya saw thick metal bars everywhere.
These bars keep the driver safe, said Ray. If the truck flips over, the bars protect him.
Maya looked at the special seat. It had lots of straps.
This is a racing harness, said Ray. It holds the driver tight, like a hug.
Maya saw a helmet hanging up.
The driver wears this on his head, said Ray. And this neck brace keeps his neck safe.
Ray showed Maya a red button.
This is the kill switch, he said. If something goes wrong, this stops the engine right away.
Maya thought about all the safety things. The cage, the straps, the helmet, the switch.
The driver is very safe, said Maya.
Ray nodded.
Safety first, he said.
Maya liked the trucks kept their drivers safe and sound. The show was starting. Maya and Ray found booth seats. All the monster trucks lined up. Maya saw the big tires, the strong springs, and the powerful engines.
Remember what we learned? Asked Ray.
Maya nodded fast. The first truck drove into the arena. Roar, went the engine. The truck hit a big jump. Up, up, up it went. Then, thump, it landed hard. But the springs bounced. The truck kept going.
The suspension worked, said Maya.
Ray smiled big. Another truck rolled over some cars. The soft tires squished over them.
The tires worked too, said Maya. The trucks were so loud.
Maya covered her ears but kept watching. One truck did a flip. Maya gasped. But the driver climbed out and waved. He was safe in his cage.
Everything we saw helps the trucks, said Maya. The tires, the springs, the engine, and the safety cage. Ray gave Maya a high five.
The show was over.
Maya felt sleepy but happy.
Thank you, Ray, she said. Now I know what makes monster trucks so special.
Ray smiled. You're a smart girl, Maya, he said.
Remember, the big soft tires squish over things. The springs help the truck land safely. The strong engine gives it power, and the safety cage keeps everyone safe.
Maya nodded sleepily.
On the way home, Maya told Mom everything. The tires are 66 inches tall. The engine has 1,500 horsepower. The springs bounce like a bed.
Mom laughed. You learn so much, she said. At bedtime, Maya hugged her toy monster trucks. She knew their secrets now.
Good night, little trucks, she whispered. Maya closed her eyes and dreamed of big soft tires, bouncy springs, and powerful engines. She dreamed of being safe inside a strong cage. Monster trucks weren't just big and loud. They were smart and safe too.
Maya smiled in her sleep. What a perfect day.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.